Operation Savings on Kerry today in association with BillGenie.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGenie.ie.
Yes, indeed. Operation Savings here on Radio Kerry. I've got James Murphy of BillGenie.ie. For the last couple of weeks, I've been encouraging you, the listeners, to get involved in this. Take a look at your energy bills, your electricity bills. Take a look at what you're paying, what tariffs you're on, what system you're on, and get in touch with BillGenie.ie, because they are working out a system and a way of saving you money. It's something that everyone is focusing on at the moment because of the situation with regards to the way electricity bills have been going for the last number of months and are likely to go. More stories in the newspapers this morning that we'll get to presently. But James is along with us here in studio in Killarney to talk about the update for this week. James, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to us again.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners.
So, how are we doing in terms of the figures for Operation Savings?
Jerry, very important, before I say anything about Operation Savings, last week I forgot to say happy birthday to my daughter Kayleigh. I know you fitted it in before the end of the programme.
You were
Thank
in big
you
trouble.
For that.
Big trouble.
But this week I need to say a special hello to my daughter Emily Murphy, who's a rosebud for the Rose of Tralee. She's on her way to Tralee moment for the festival. So before I forget, best of luck, Emily.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Jerry. Operation Savings, yeah, we've. I suppose I was worried after week one. I was saying people from outside of Kerry would be saying, geez, these people are offering to save the Kerry people money. They must have loads of money because they're not signing up to it. But we have had a fantastic week, a huge uplift this week. So at the moment, our running total, and this is changing as quickly as this morning, just before I sent you an update yesterday, we've had more in since. So at the moment, as it stands, actually changed over to new suppliers, the savings figure is €12,894 in projected savings over the next 12 months.
That's fantastic. Great stuff. And there's a further over 14,000 worth of savings sent back in proposals as well to people who haven't been changed over yet.
There is, Jerry, yeah. We've, as part of it, as people will know, we send you back a review or an email with the projected savings that we can make you. These are, I suppose, unrealised savings or potential savings that people haven't actually sent us on what we need to change them over. So, you know, just because we send you back a review doesn't mean you've changed it over. We still need the couple of bits and bobs to change you over. So there's, at the moment, there's 14,062 outstanding in reviews sent back to people, which hopefully they'll go ahead and send us back what we need and we'll change that over too.
Yeah. Now, this is all changing very quickly. Like this morning, the headline in the newspaper is that households are to be told they must pay an extra €26 on average to their annual bills to ensure the lights are kept on this winter. The Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, CRU, has said there are significant risks and it must act quickly. So we just don't know what's coming in terms of, on that extent. That's about security supply. So you try and have control of what you can have control on, and that's where this situation comes in, James.
Exactly, Jerry. And look, what happens with the PSO levy, with the VAT, all of those things, look, they're way outside of our control. You know, things like that we can't control. But what we look at and the things we concentrate on, BillGenie.ie, is we look at your daily standing charges, we look at your unit prices. That's what we focus on. We match it up to your usage. Like, all the different suppliers have different prices, they have different standing charges.
It's a bit of a jungle
prices.
There with
it
the number is, of different offers
because,
that are out there.
You know, you could sign up to a 20% discount with someone, but that could be better than a 15% discount, or sorry, that could be better than a 30% discount with somebody else because they might have different unit prices. So the percentage discount doesn't really mean anything. We need to drill down into the numbers and get the actual finished unit price before we can recommend for people.
Yeah, and that's how it works from that point of view. And obviously, as BillGenie.ie receives a commission from the utility companies when they place business with them, the consumer receives free savings. What are the other things for people to consider in relation to this? Like the idea of who the biggest savers will be. And again, like if you have got people out there who have contacted you but maybe have not got back, they may be looking for their emails or things like that.
Yeah, with the emails, look, we send back the review by email. Important, like anyone that sent us a bill, we have sent you back a review. Right, everything that has come in has been replied to or responded to. So if you haven't got something back from us into your inbox, just check your junk or spam folder in case it's gone in there. Right, a lot of the time, if we have a phone number, we'll always send you a text just to let you know we sent the review. But if we don't have a number for you, we have no way of contacting you.
Yeah. So to break it down individually, James, the savings for those who have changed over, you're looking around €400, €480
That's right.
For them?
What we've changed over so far, the the average was around €480, but again, that would have been increased by some of the bigger savers, okay? So, look, the average home, you're looking at somewhere between 300 and 350, roughly, for the average home.
Yeah.
But obviously, you'd have farmers and people like that using more power, or possibly people who weren't on as good a deal, saving more than that.
And you're looking, again, this week to talk particularly to put the call out to farmers?
Yeah, the farms, in fairness, a lot of them did respond this week and got in touch with us. The biggest savers this week actually were a farming couple. They have 2 metres and they saved €2,651 by changing over to 2 metres.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes a big deal. It makes a big difference for them in terms of their usage. James, there's a lot of discussion as well, and everybody, whether you make the savings or not, everyone's going to be looking at how they use their electricity. The CRU have come out with recommendations for utility companies, and they're going to be charging them more for using energy between the hours of 5 and 7. That's the peak times. It'll be interesting to see what they decide and what happens to people. If you want to make your own savings in terms of the tariffs that you're on, you need to know, I suppose, the bottom line is what tariff you're on, how you can make your savings in terms of your usage. Say, look, I won't, you know, do my washing, I won't put on the dishwasher, I won't put on the tumble dryer between 5 and 7. I'll try and do it earlier in the day or a little bit later in the day to try and compensate that. So that's all going to be focusing people's minds as well as we go into the winter.
Yeah, that's it. And I think you mentioned last, or we touched last week on smart plans, just to make sure people are aware that there is a difference between a smart plan and a smart meter.
Yes.
You can still get a smart meter installed and stay on the traditional plans that are there, but then there is smart plans, which they will work for certain people. If people are prepared to change their usage and to work around them,
change their behaviour.
Personally, I prefer just the biggest discount, the maximum discount that you can get on my 24-hour meter, but that's what I have at the moment. So
sure.
It depends. Everybody's different.
Do you have to pay direct debit if you're going with the Bill Genie plan, shall we say?
Everything has to be set up for direct debit. But all the providers now, or a lot of the providers, right, while it's set up for direct debit to collect whatever is owed at the end of the month, you can still make an advance payment. So you can almost use your bill pay now like a prepay, because you can make payments on the app beforehand. So if you're waiting 2 months for the bill, you could pay off €10 a week, €20 a week.
You can spread out the payments. Instead of getting the price shock at the end of it.
Yeah, or the other option is off your first bill, take off the barcode off the bottom of it, you could laminate it or put it in the purse or whatever, and you can go into the post office and you can make payments in there. So
you can also continue to pay it through the post office. Yeah, someone did say, look, with direct debit, will our local post office lose business? You still have the option of going in and paying through the post office.
You can still pay that way. It is still, they have to be set up direct debit, right? So
the companies want it that way, it costs them less money.
If you pay off €20 a week and there's €30 left at the end of the bill when the bill comes out, they will collect that by direct debit, but you can make an advance payment and almost use it like a prepay meter.
Yeah, you know? Okay. So. All right. I switched with James Bilgini, having listened last week. Great service, says Peter. And thanks to Bilgini, Vincent said he's received a €250 credit from Airtricity by changing over on the recommendation of Bilgini. So there you go. Well done on that. Lots of people getting in touch. James, you're looking, again, contact details if people want to get involved. Bilgini.ie. Hello@bilgini.ie by email, and 086 102 5551. That's 086 102 5551, the number to call on. The first step is getting the bill to ye electronically, but you still have that option there for people who want to do it via paper.
That's right, yeah. During the week there, look, we gave the name and address to somebody there and they sent the bill and arrived by post, so we're able to deal with that over the post. Just one thing to highlight there, Jerry, that people mightn't be aware, I don't know, did you even know yourself that we have our own YouTube channel, right?
I didn't.
It's a bit American, right? But the YouTube channel, right, we set it up to answer people's queries. We try and post a video every week, and these can be queries as simple as opening your meter box, reading your meter, looking at your MPRN, looking at the different types of reading that are on your bill. It's just about educating people or helping people with little things that they mightn't be sure about. There's short little videos. The longest one there is 3 minutes, right? It's not a place you'd go for exciting videos.
Yeah.
You can't make bills very exciting, in fairness, but it is just a resource that's out there for people. If they want to hop onto YouTube and look for Bill Genie Ireland, you'll see we have a couple of videos up there helping people with simple
understanding
little queries.
How it works, why you're being charged, what a daily standing charge is, what a unit cost is, what a special tariff is, all those sort of things.
And it's there to help people to help themselves, I guess.
Okay, you know? Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Okay, look, BillGeaney.ie is the website. Hello@BillGeaney.ie is the email address. You can call at any time, 086 102 5551 if you want to get involved. Huge numbers of people signing up to that. That's James Murphy with BillGeaney.ie. James will be back in with us next Friday, giving us another update on how things are going.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Jerry. We're 2/3 of the way through, so
great stuff.
Another 10 days, we'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah, we certainly will. Brilliant stuff.
Thanks,
that's James
Jerry.
Murphy there at BillGeaney.ie. If you're reviewing what he had to say, get in touch with us on the show on 066 7123 666. And speaking of that 26 euro of a cost, the changes are going to continue to be made. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities talking this morning about the need to do that, or the need to try and get ready for winter. I suppose it's the situation is we're all going to have to get ready for winter when it comes to it. And the CRU is warning, and away from the costs, this is the whole overall debate about the stability of the flow of electricity. Peak time usage must be slashed to avoid power outages. They're going to be talking to domestic, but also industrial users of electricity, and those data centres that are so controversial, they'll be focused on as well. It's ordered electricity suppliers to find ways to curb the surge in demand for power that occurs between 5 and 7pm daily. It warned if it doesn't happen, supply will be jeopardised. It says customers forking out more for electricity as the cost of cranking up generation and buying in power to meet periods of high demand grows. The warnings have come when customers are already being hit by price hikes. That's what we're talking about, here. And this is all in a document that was sent to the electricity companies. The CRU said there will be serious challenges in meeting demand for power this winter, and the regulator blamed the situation on the closure of large electricity generation units, the failure of the newly contracted generation to deliver, an accelerated degradation of the existing fleet as it responds to intermittent wind generation, and significant demand growth across a number of sectors in the economy. Overall demand is rising. The CRU said 62% of the expected increase to 2025 comes from a small number of extra large energy users. They're XLEUs, they're called. It singles out in particular data centres. The significant demand growth from XLEUs cannot be overlooked, and the CRU considers it important to take necessary action to influence behaviours of customers driving demand increases. I'd imagine Foursquare will be a major charge on the companies that own those data centres for the use of electricity in such a huge amount at the peak times. So I'll be waiting to see that in terms of talking to our politicians about it. How much are the data centre providers going to be charged for all the energy that they are taking off our grid, particularly if it jeopardises the stability of the electricity that we get for everybody, domestic and business, this winter.